This is an ABC podcast.
And I'm back.
Hello, hello.
Hello. Oh my God. Thank God. It's so nice to be back with you.
I know. I've really missed you. It's been, I don't want to get emotional, but I don't want to do this pod by myself sometimes.
I was thinking about you and the hookup fam in between blowing my nose, spitting out phlegm.
The glamorous life of D. Salmon.
COVID city. But no, in all honesty, thank you so much for filling in for me, Pip, holding it down. You did such a good job.
Thanks.
And you're such a good girl.
I'm sorry. Is this a bit? Is this a bit?
Is that turning it on?
Wait, say, tell me I'm a good girl again.
You're such a good girl.
Maybe it is. Hold on. I'm confused. What's happening to me right now? What is this?
So there's been this huge trend on TikTok about praise kinks.
Oh, okay. I think I might have seen something on this.
Yeah, I probably sent you a few between the million when I had COVID. I was like spamming you with TikToks. No, it's absolutely huge at the moment. Like everyone is realizing that they're into praise.
So I've been seeing that it's been trending on TikTok that, you know, this whole praise kink thing, and a lot of girls are realizing that, you know, they have a praise kink.
So I wrote the praise kink song. If you wouldn't mind taking a listen. Good girl.
If she's got a praise kink, try these on her. You're such a good fucking girl. Keep being good for me, okay, princess?
Excuse me, man. I somehow told my personal trainer that I had a praise kink, and now every time I finish a set, he says, good girl.
Oh my God! That's so embarrassing. Right? I feel so awkward.
So, like, that's the gist of it. It's basically, like, people loving hearing praise words of affirmation. So, you know, it could be anything, just like you're doing such a good job, well done, gold star for you, like good girl, good boy, good princess, whatever it is.
This is so wild because normally I would associate kinks with something that's a subculture. It's kind of niche. It's a little bit dark. It's a bit edgy. But this, it's really positive and full of light and love, and I'm kind of here for it.
Yeah, it's not what you'd expect, right? And also your reaction to this was not what we expected on our Instagram when we asked you.
Yeah, so 71% of you said that someone praising you turns you on.
Which shocked me because, like you said, when I think about kinks, I think, you know, quite niche, subculture. This is like majority of people.
Yeah, this is a huge number. I mean, sometimes when we do polls, it's really split. Maybe it's even like less than like 20 or 30%. But this, 71%, huge.
Dan messaged us to say good girl has to be the best thing ever said before, after, and during sex.
Yes, Gia totally agrees. She said good girl does unspeakable things to me.
James told us that they love this line in particular. I deserve to have my dick treated like the king I am.
Yes, king.
Yes.
I love it.
So, yeah, basically to say that you're fans of being praised is an understatement.
Definitely good girl is probably like the top of my list. I also really enjoy I'm proud of you or you're doing such a good job. Someone actually called me a good girl at work tonight and I just had to look away because I was like, oh, that's too much. I was like, no.
I don't know what it is, but good boy. Oof, the sound that comes out of my mouth is just ridiculous. It also confuses me because I'm non-binary. So if you call me a good boy outside of sex, I'm going to be very mad at you. But during it, I'm like, yes, I am.
But yeah, good girl, being told I'm delicious is a new one, which is really just makes me feel really juicy and awesome.
I love being praised. Where it all started was this one guy that I was sleeping with. We were in front of a mirror and he stopped and he's like, look in the mirror. Look how hot you look. I don't know how you get up and go to work every morning, because if I were you, I would just stare at myself all day. And then a praise kink was born.
Are you feeling hot yet, Pip?
Yeah, I actually am. It could be my layers, but it also could be that I secretly have a praise kink.
Right, so in this episode, we're going to investigate praise kinks. Where do they actually come from? What's the difference between, you know, maybe just liking being complimented and it being an actual kink?
How to tell if you have one, and how to bring some praise into your sex life.
Yeah, we'll get some examples of some hot words of affirmation that you can say.
Can't wait. I'm taking notes.
All right, expert time. Let's get a definition. Dr. Sarah Ashton is a psychologist and the founder of Ship Psychology. She's an absolute expert on all things kinks. And we asked her about what a praise kink is and how being praised can turn someone on.
A kink, well, when we talk about kinks in general, they're basically, it's defined as anything that is sort of varies from what's considered normal. And there really is no normal when it comes to sex. But a fetish is something that we've experienced specific arousal to. So I guess the difference between being praised, so, you know, enjoying the experience of having someone someone tell us we're doing a good job, or having someone say something nice about us, and having that as a fetish, is that we become sexually aroused when we hear it. And it might be part of what we do when we're having sex or when we're intimate with someone, to increase the amount of sexual arousal that we're experiencing.
So basically, how it differs from someone who just likes being told they're doing a great job is that you will get, well, I guess, like fanny flutters.
You'll be sent to horny jail.
That tingling sensation.
You get a little bit of a chub. I don't know.
A really strong boner.
Full mast, 12 o'clock.
Sweat, flustered.
Yeah,
like hot. You right now.
Stop.
I can see it dripping down your face.
This self-report right now, I'm being exposed.
So you might start feeling a bit, you know, hot and bothered and start experiencing arousal in the moment. Yeah.
Okay, that sounds great. But where exactly does this kink come from? If you guessed it's to do with having a praise deficit as a kid, well, then you kind of might be right.
With a lot of kinks and with a lot of our sexuality and our construction as a person, we need to look at our earlier relationships in life. And so, for instance, if praise or approval was not part of your early experiences in relationships, and we're talking, you know, your family caregiver relationships, but we also might be talking about early relationships, you know, romantic or sexual relationships you have early on in life, then sometimes kinks and fetishes are about craving and fulfilling things that we actually haven't had, right? So if that's kind of like a core wound, a core deficit in your psychological makeup, then this could be a way that your mind, your body is kind of seeking this out, right? It's sort of fulfilling a need that you have that hasn't been met earlier on in your life.
We spoke to Trish about this because she reckons this is why she has a praise kink.
I didn't really grow up with much attention from like my parents or anything, which is really weird. But yeah, like that's how it's kind of come into fruition.
So is this like a gendered thing? Because when we were looking at all these TikToks of praise kinks, most of the people talking about it were women, D.
The good girl thing is a standout. Mm. So many women are obsessed with being called a good girl. And I guess it kind of is. Like Sarah said, it's hard to ignore that we live in a patriarch and kind of the childhoods that we've probably grown up having. So it does lean more into women experiencing less positive affirmation from men. So they really do crave it. But of course, that's not a hard and fast rule.
You know, looking at gender and the way that gender roles play out in parenting, a lot of the time, if there's a cis man who's a parent, they may not have been taught in their own experiences about emotions or what it means to be emotionally available. There's lots wrapped up in masculinity and what that means in the context of family, like I'm a provider, I'm not emotionally present. And therefore, you've got a generation of a lot of cis women who are feeling a deficit of praise, of validation, of emotional connection. So this is kind of like a really common, like cultural gendered pattern, I would say. But that still doesn't mean that, you know, so everyone might be in the position where they have a parent who hasn't given them praise. You know, it's not just specific to cis women, but it is important to highlight that kind of the impact of gender roles and intergenerational trauma.
Sarah also brought up a really good point about not relying on praises from someone else to heal if this is something that does stem from your childhood. Like if your partner is asking for you to do this, to praise them during sex, it really turns them on because they maybe didn't get it from their childhood. Maybe they are on a journey to recovery. And Sarah said it's still so important to do a lot of the self-work to realize your self-worth as well.
If you're needing praise comes from a feeling of not being good enough. And so while it's wonderful to have somebody else tell us that, you know, we're really wonderful and really great and feel validated and even aroused by that, also when it comes down to it, it's really important that we value what we think and that we are able to also internally validate ourselves as well. And that's just so important in terms of the healing journey, you know.
So don't forget that you can always get psychological help as well. If this is bringing up a few things and you're starting to realize, like, hang on a minute, I'm probably craving a bit of love that I never got.
Okay, so a lot of people DM'd us after our posts being like, oh my God, I didn't even know I had a praise kink until today. This is giving me butterflies. So if you're listening, like, thinking, hello, this is me. Do I have a praise kink? I think I do.
I think you do, babe.
I mean, I'm not like wet right now.
Your cheeks are red.
I am flushed.
You're very flushed.
I'm feeling hot and bothered.
There were so many people as well who were commenting on the TikToks and stuff being like, I was today years old when I found out I had a praise kink. So yeah, like if you're like Pip and you are listening and you're like, how do I bring this into my sex life? Don't worry, because we spoke to sexologist Chelsea Lilly and we asked her for some advice on how to bring it into the bedroom. And she says, start slow.
First off, you can always have a conversation. Just have a chat, you know, say to your partner, I'm really interested in exploring this. I've heard, you know, maybe through the hookup or something like that, that this thing exists and that's a bit of a interest of mine. And maybe even having that chat about what sort of praises you would like to hear. Or what sort of praises you'd be comfortable with hearing. We all have different wants and needs, so they're all going to look a little bit different. And then from there, just give it a shot, you know, give it a go. Make it a moment as well. You know, don't go around giving compliments willy-nilly. I think that then it's going to lose that kind of specialness. But if you can really make it a moment or make it multiple moments as well, you know, that's when that real depth builds from the praise kink. It's not just a compliment being thrown around, but if you take that time to really give that energy from it, I think that's where the beauty then lies. So for example, you know, it could be even that first step into a sexual experience. It can really be used as that kind of foreplay without feeling cringy or gross or awkward. You know, it can be used as a really nice way to set the scene or that kind of stepping stone. So for instance, maybe you're cooking dinner in the kitchen and your partner comes home and they just wrap their arms around your body and whisper in your ear, like, you're so beautiful. Thank you so much for cooking me dinner. I'm so excited to eat this with you. And then that can kind of turn into something else as well. You know, it can really naturally progress from there. I think as well, a huge part of it is watching for the way that their body responds or, you know, the way that they respond to that compliment. Maybe it's a look in their eyes and they turn around. They're like, we're ready to go. Let's do this. Maybe it's that real softening, that heart opening space of just like, oh my God, you're so sweet. Thank you so much for that.
I think as well with a lot of this praise stuff, the good girl, the good boy. A lot of people messaged us to say that they were uncomfortable with good girl.
That's right. So many people were like, I'm not a dog, so don't call me good girl.
And like, we all know that there's things that happen in the bedroom that you'd never allow happen outside. You know what I mean? You're like, I can't believe I just said or did that.
Yeah.
But you know, if it is something that doesn't make you feel comfortable, but you do want to play with praise kinks, there's heaps of other stuff you could do.
Yeah, like you can play around with different affirmations. There are so many verbal ones like, I don't know, complimenting somebody's appearance.
Maybe something that they've done that day. They did a really good job.
You know, I like to praise you on your cooking.
Oh, yeah, you do.
You know, you fed me the other night. Not like, here comes the airplane, but you gave me some gorgeous cauliflower and dip.
Totally. I love telling you that you're doing a good job at work.
Yes.
I'm like, you absolutely slayed that bitch. You killed it.
Yeah.
Loves that edit.
It was really nice. Thank you.
My God, stop it. There's so many things.
There's so much stuff. It could be even just like boring, mundane human stuff. Like, you drank a lot of water today. Like, well done. You got out of bed. You had a shower. Like, that's a praise.
Give someone a gold star. I would go nuts over a sticker.
Would you?
Maybe. Scratch and sniff. I don't know.
Maybe I'll bring some in.
Maybe that's a psychological thing I need to talk about with a therapist. I'm like, wait, hold on. We're going childhood again. No, but like, do you know what I mean? A treat at the end. I love a treat.
Oh, I
like,
love
praise
a treat.
For having like good sex and then being like, I bought you some hot chips. We know that's my love language.
Yeah.
It doesn't have to be good girl, good boy.
Yeah. There are so many things. So have fun and get creative with it. But there are also nonverbal things, if you do feel a little bit uncomfortable giving or receiving compliments, which I know a lot of us do. So you can totally do it nonverbally and just like send out signals.
You know, maybe it's something like just a look in their eyes and a smile and that kind of different energy. I think the praise kink really does come from that energy space. So if you're holding that energy of praising them and you're looking at them with this smirk on your face, that in itself can be praise, absolutely. Or say, for instance, you just went down on them and you did a hella good move and you heard this incredible moan from them. That's praise as well, absolutely. You know, that's that verbal in a way, but it's more of that kind of sound. You're getting that feedback that you're doing a good job, that they're enjoying it, that they're here for this. And that can make you feel so good as well. And I think that it can also be, you know, physical actions. So things like hot cupping someone's face so sweetly and just like looking into their eyes. It could be a really juicy kind of slow and sensual massage. You know, it's kind of giving that appreciation or that praise in a bit more of a kind of physical gesture.
Also, Pip, did you know that praise kinks can go hand in hand with degradation?
No, I did not. Mean if you're just like saying the opposite of praise, so like, you know,
you're a naughty girl,
you're a slut, you're a whore.
You're a whore, you're a bad bitch.
Yeah.
You've been a bad boy.
Is that because of like power play dynamic?
So it has a lot to do with power, and I think a lot of people in the BDSM community will know a lot about this, but it really plays on that whole like you can really degrade someone but then give them a reward at the end of it, which is that praise.
Oh, yeah, that does make sense.
Mm. So for me, I am pretty heavy in the like kink and shibari community. So that is predominantly where I've done a lot of the work and seen a lot of the praise kinks come out. That can also as well then go into a bit of like a degradation kink. And I've found that the two really do often go hand in hand. So you've got that real sensuality and that softness, but it can also as well be in that kind of kink setting where it is a bit more of that power exchange as well. Someone might be getting their ass whacked to high heavens and then someone leans over and says, "You're so fucking beautiful." That's incredible as well. You know, it can really have a different kind of setting or a different context. And I think a power exchange is when that really does show up. It's that kind of difference between the top and the bottom and that giving and receiving.
Yeah, we actually spoke to Brittany about this because she's in the kink community as well.
I am technically what they would call a brat, so on the subby side, but I make you work for it. So the degradation kind of comes into play with like when I'm being a brat. So, you know, them talking down, but then once you finally give over to that power struggle, then being called like a good girl and told you you're a good job kind of goes in there.
So who knows? I feel like praise kinks is such a like easy vanilla way to get into the kink world. You never know where this journey could take you.
It's like a gateway drug.
I'm here for it. I'm just also here for giving out praise and love. Like, who doesn't want to be told that they're doing a good job? Even if it doesn't turn people on, if you're, because we had a few people message us saying like, oh God, now I'm overthinking every compliment I've ever given someone and praise. But it's like, don't overthink it. Just lean into the praise. The more we give out into the world, what a beautiful world we could live in.
Yeah.
And if there's horny people left, right, and center, then so be it.
Grow up. Deal with it.
Grow up.
Some people are going to be horny at it and some people are not. Either way, it's spreading light and love. Hashtag praise be.
That's what we love to do here at The Hookup. And yeah, we've had so much fun doing this episode with you. We love, love hearing from you. We couldn't have done this without you. So always, you can DM us at Triple J The Hookup. And
email us at thehookup@abc.net.au. Let us know if you're like a little praise sub like me.
Or if there's any other topic you want us to cover, you just saw a TikTok about something and you're like, oh, girl, you need to cover this. I need answers. It's what we do.
That's right. We'll catch you next time.
Bye.